Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live September. I don't know the date because I'm still drunk. Welcome to another edition of the Absolute Truth Show right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host with the most, the king of king himself. God damn, I'm so good when I'm not drunk too much. I am the Hot Rod, and I have the sidekick of the year.
Sean Black in the building once again. I see you're recovering from your weekend birthday celebration, and you still haven't recovered yet.
Well, you know what? As the saying goes, it is true. The older you get, the harder to party.
And, you can't party too hard. You'll hurt yourself.
Yeah, well, you almost did that night, so don't be frightened.
Well, that's true. So
okay, then. Okay. And you were sober, so hello. Okay, I got you there. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the number to call is 347-989-8402. And on the line now, I still have the queen, the lady that's still celebrating her birthday all month long. Matter of fact, she celebrated all year long. She accepted gifts, credit cards, cash, anything you want to give her, give it to Lady T.
What's up, y'all?
I think you just blew up your spot right here on worldwide radio.
I'm telling you.
I know.
Oh, leave it to Hot Rod.
The one and only. Well, okay.
Are you so?
I want to start somewhat. I'm still tired from the weekend.
Okay.
Oh, brief.
Like I told Sean, the older you get, the harder the party, you know. Yes, but I want to start off the show with, I think it's a sad story, but with a good outcome. It's a little bit of like a breaking news. It happened in New York City, in the Bronx. I don't know the whole story. I may sound judgmental, but I was like pissed off. And when I saw the video, I'm not going to lie to you, even though the crazy type of person I am, I do have my sensitive moment. I had tears in my eye when I saw a foot. What happened earlier today was a father with his 5-year-old daughter. For we don't know the main reason why. I think I have a prediction of why he did it.
I think it's almost evident what actually happened in that, but you go ahead.
Yeah. But around like 8:30, he took his daughter and decided to jump right in front of a moving train coming into the station. The father died on a train track, but by the grace of God, the daughter, the 5-year-old child, got away with little scratches, and she was underneath the train car. When I saw the video on social media, like everybody else, if you didn't have tears on your eyes, I don't know what's wrong with you. For that child to crawl out of a train, like with no injuries, it is incredible. Now, here's a question. What type of monster you think would like to do that, try to commit a murder-suicide with a 5-year-old child?
Yeah.
And do you think, was this part of anger management or, like, revenge towards a mother? Or, like, basically, what would be your first guess of why the father did what he did, Sean Black?
Usually when you hear something like this, it's some kind of, I don't know if it's necessarily revenge, or it could be the possibility of him maybe losing money, divorce, potentially, those kinds of things. Those are usually the first things that pop in your head when you hear about the story. And we obviously don't know everything, but from the story that I read when it broke this morning, was that he actually called his wife after he picked the child up and told her that they were going, he was taking his daughter to school. And he said, "I'll see you. I love you." Got off the phone. And that's when he saw the 4 train, for those that don't know, that don't live in New York or haven't been to New York, is the number 4 train at Kingsbridge Road that comes around a turn. And just as it came around the turn and pulled into the station is when he jumped right onto the tracks and was hit by the train. And the other part of this that you don't really hear about as much are the Good Samaritans that were there that actually helped get this woman, the little girl, from under the train, off the tracks, and picked the girl up and got her on the platform and then got her to the police, which then got her to the hospital. And from what I've said that they've seen, they said she has scrapes and bruises, and they said she might have a broken leg. But if that's all she has, she is one lucky child. I don't understand what brings somebody to that extent, but we've done stories about people that have committed suicide or why they committed suicide, and especially within the last couple of weeks, we've talked about police officers committing suicide. This is an epidemic that happens a lot now, and it's something that happens a lot more often as we go further and further into toward the end of this year. It's becoming a little more prevalent now.
Mm-hmm. Lady T?
My first thing was just like, Sean Black, I thought, was he doing this? Were they in some sort of custody battle or whatever the case may be?
Yeah, see, thank you. So, I think that's what, like, for him to do all that, you think of the first thing that will come to your mind is not much of revenge, like, you know what, if I cannot have my daughter, no one could have my daughter type of thing.
And you do have people out there like that, you know, this court stuff with the back and forth going to court. Some people get tired of it. Some people feel resentment. Some people feel hateful. And I feel like certain times, a lot of the times, men feel so hateful towards the women because the women are demanding certain requests that you take care of your kid. I don't feel like a woman should have to tell you to take care of your kid, but it must have got to that extent why you guys are in some sort of battle about your child that you can't come to agreement. Now I'm sorry, but the courts have to take action for you. People feel resentment towards that. So that's the first thing I thought. Was he in some sort of custody battle? Like, what's going on? Don't get me wrong. You have spiteful men and spiteful women when they're going through this battle that will do stupid things. This is not the first time we've heard these stories, though. But how long will this go on? Which is really, really sad. And the child loses, so.
The child is going to be traumatized for life. That's what makes me say that. You know, imagine 5 years old, out of all the things you remember, being underneath a train car.
How about being 5 years old and witnessing your dad dying?
Yeah.
And at the same time.
That's probably the saddest thing of all.
Yeah.
And at the same time, you know, not knowing what's going on exactly, she was calling for the ambulance. She would tell people to get her father help. You know? Not knowing that her father's trying to kill her, too, at the same time. But do you guys believe we put this under the umbrella of no matter whatever he's going through in his mind, as part or signs of depression / mental illness, this has been like a huge topic, a huge talk about ongoing?
No, I think it's a thing questionable, sorry, Hot Rod, about vengeance.
Well, so will you call that anger management?
Maybe he might have needed anger management a long time. Maybe that's why they split up. We don't know the whole, you know, side to this business.
Yeah. This is one of those times that we bring up, we don't know exactly what's happened in their past, so we don't know exactly the extent of why these things happen. So we'll have to probably wait until there's a little more context into why this happened. But it could just be simply he could have been depressed. He might have been feeling trapped. We don't know what his situation is at home, what might his situation have been at his job, family issues. Maybe he had somebody close to him passed away, investments, money, you know, pressure. There are a multitude of reasons. It also could be the fact that, you know, like you said, he could have been dealing with some sort of mental issue, mental breakdown, or he could just be one of those people that just didn't care about his life anymore and felt trapped and decided to take his own life and probably might have fought. As I said, this is just speculation. I'm going to take my child with me. Who knows?
Yeah, but I understand. You know what? If you're going to take your own life, I always just said, if you're going to take your own life, you know, I'm not praise it or recommend it, but do it. But why take the life of a kid, you know, that has so much to live for? To me, that's even like a selfish act.
Yeah.
Overall. I mean, suicide is selfish, but even taking somebody else with you is even more selfish.
Yeah.
And like Lady Q said, you hear these type of stories all the time. And remember, up, I believe in Brooklyn, maybe last year, there was a guy who came in with a machete and it was chop up the girlfriend or the girlfriend's friend. And the girlfriend was pregnant. Why? Because of a bad breakup. It's like, why do people go through this type of vengeance to prove a point?
Exactly. And that's one of those things that we, as if you look at the way society has been in the last 15, 20 years, where we seem to gauge importance through wealth, how well you're doing. It depends on how you're looked at in the eyes of other people, how many women or men you've been with, what kind of car you drive, etc. Those kinds of pressures that go into just living a normal life, even being maybe one particular race, one particular religion, having to deal with those kinds of pressures, being a male or being a female, or just there are a multitude of things that happen that go on in society that's hard enough. Now, picture the fact that you may not want to live anymore or you feel those kinds of thoughts. Those are the kinds of things that you have to work on. And it's very hard because I think all of us have either been touched by somebody who has gone through it or know somebody that has maybe attempted something. Everybody has somebody that has been touched by a suicide or something along those lines. It's one of those things that is very difficult to deal with because in a lot of instances, a lot of people can't relate. But it's very hard to relate to somebody that may be suicidal and is actually thinking about potentially taking somebody else with them. That's the more difficult thing to touch with. And that's where it's going to be very hard to gauge why they feel that way, how it happened, and what's the context going forward. Could you just imagine what this child is going to have to go through realizing at some point, you know, daddy killed himself. And he tried to take me with him. How do you go through therapy?
No, with that alone, that could lead you to depression / mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
That thought alone. But K Dog, anything you'd like to add on to that?
Man, it's just tragic. The whole thing is just complete tragic. I mean, from the reports that I heard from the news reports is that they said that right before he jumped. You know, the witnesses, there were witnesses that heard him on the phone. He was telling the wife that, you look out for the other two kids. I'm going to take her to school. Then he said he told the wife, I love you, and that was it. But also neighbors said that he was a very quiet man who suffered from depression and was off his medication. You know, we hear about things like this.
I hear, but is it true? Overall, you know,
I don't know what to make of it.
Sometimes people make excuses up already as a cover,
right?
You know,
especially
I'm not saying,
when it comes to.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, because you know what it is. What's sad about this whole case is that you took a child with you. You're going to end your life with your child. Just think about it. Now, is that selfish? Yes, it is. It's selfish. I mean. Yes, depression is real. It's real out there. It's a really serious matter because if you know someone who has a severe depression, because, you know, you see people all the time and they could be laughing, they could be having a regular conversation, but you don't even know what's going on deep inside of them. They could be dealing with a sadness that you can't even find a cure for. And all of a sudden, then out of nowhere, you hear that the person commits suicide, you know. And in this particular case, they're saying that he was a very quiet man, but you know, he was off his meds. And he did call his wife before and said, oh, you take care of the other two kids, and I'm going to take her to school. And next thing you know, he's jumping in front of the train. Now, this child, unfortunately, is going to be traumatized. You know, they're going to have to watch this child because, you know, she's only 5 years old, if I'm not mistaken. So that's going to play back in her head, like, wow, daddy jumped and, you know, he almost killed me. And, you know, she's always going to, don't think she's not going to think about the fact that people had to rescue her from under a train.
The other thing that you have to think about as well is the fact that most children, no matter what age, they find a way to blame things that happened with their parents on themselves. They will always try and rationalize, well, if I didn't cost daddy so much with my book bag, then he wouldn't think that way. Or if I didn't eat as much as I did, they'll always find something in their own minds to try to rationalize what happened. And that is definitely not the way it should be. And going forward, as you said, K-Dog, you have to watch this child and its development.
Yes, you do.
Hopefully, the close relationship with the child and the mother, hopefully that can be can be the saving grace in all of this.
Hold on, let me get this to Lady T. Do you see this as a future sign of bullying in her life?
Future sign of bullying?
Yeah, because, like, kids coming up to her like, oh, your daddy killed himself. Your daddy tried to kill himself.
I don't think so. Mm-mm.
At least you hope it isn't.
Kids say the craziest things about the poor child.
She's traumatized, but I'm saying as the time get older, this story's not going away in this child's life. You know, people will always talk, and people and other kids will know what happened. Like, where's your daddy? Well, my daddy died. You know, how did he die? He jumped in the train. You know, kids.
Listen, I grew up in a crack era. I mean, there's you know, kids that I know whose mother passed away from, you know, coke overdose, let's say, or whatever the case may be. It's like we weren't teasing them. We already knew what it was, but it wasn't anything. I don't know.
You got to remember, we live in a society now where people who have died of cancer and parents that have put up, like, Facebook pages for dedications have had people through social media bully the dead person by putting all kinds of nasty comments on their page. So in that sense, it's not like maybe 20 years ago that would have been the case. This is a completely different era where, for whatever reason, we've seen lots of different levels of bullying, nastiness, and these kinds of things can actually lead to a lot of negativity. And I think what Hot Rod might have been alluding to is that down the road, this could lead to something negative for her own mental well-being if she doesn't have the structure around her to keep her shielded from a lot of this stuff.
Because you only could do so much to protect the child and their right frame of mind. it's just crazy overall about this. And, you know, we just wish her the best.
That's all I got to say. They got to watch this child. The mother, she has to watch it because, you know, unfortunately, this child could end up having nightmares because of this.
So it's not even about watching her. It's about getting her counseling immediately after this. That's a traumatic incident. As far as when people go through trauma, they should get help immediately.
Yeah.
Mental help immediately, regardless.
Yeah. Well, talk about another crisis. This country is very funny of how it handles situations. For example, the opiate crisis was about over $70,000. $70,000. See what happened when I'm sober? 70,000 deaths per year. Smoking. We know how much smoking kills people, give them cancer every year. And the government do little work around it. But so far this year, as reported, Sean Wilhelm said, we had 8 deaths from vaping cigarettes, e-cigarettes. But the government is jumping up the gun right away. Even Donald Trump jump on the ship and try to, you know, try to ban e-cigarettes, ban vapors, do you think are we working backwards again, or the government is doing the right thing, or trying to stop e-cigarettes, Lady T?
Are we doing the right thing for the right people? Who's the people that are vaping, mostly vaping? Did they say it in the survey?
Sean would say kids. Sean would say kids.
No, what kids.
Kids?
What kind of kids? What year are your kids? What are their races? Did they reveal that in the survey? They normally reveal it in a lot of other surveys, but I'm just going to make assumption and say, hint, hint, what kind. It's kind of like when heroin was a problem and who they would come to rescue and who they would put in the laws for. So I'll pass it to Sean Black after that.
Oh, damn.
I think we all know the tinge of where this is going. It doesn't usually become an epidemic until people that are in a lot of instances the same color as Mr. Donald Trump or many others of in his line of work or in power get into that situation. Like when we talked about, I remember like a couple years ago, we talked about when the AIDS epidemic had hit. When initially did the country start to take notice? Because initially it was looked at as a gay cancer. And then all of a sudden you started seeing celebrities, white celebrities, coming down, getting AIDS, getting sick. And then all of a sudden you started to see the tide turn in certain instances where you started hearing about money for research and medicine and cures, et cetera, et cetera. So now we take it to this particular topic, and you talk about the vaping. The majority, from what I see, of people that have gotten sick are young, teenage, Caucasian males, I believe.
I dare you say that, Sean Black. You don't have proof of that. I dare you. I have to speak, but it's true, though.
What
they put in front of me. And it's all over. I think 48 states have cases of people within the hospital with some kind of lung disease or disorder that is linked to vaping. 8 deaths already, like you just stated, and I'm pretty sure it's going to definitely go up because it's something that they're using in the vaping liquid that is causing these disorders in the lungs. Now,
I'm sorry, people should know that part already. It's like smoking cigarettes. Sometimes worse than smoking cigarettes.
But you also have to remember, how were these e-cigarettes marketed? They are safer than cigarettes. And the problem is, the main reason why you're starting to see all of this stuff is, as we said before, there's no regulation on this stuff. Cigarettes are regulated by the government so that the government can get taxes off of the sale of tobacco and cigarettes. That's the reason why cigarettes, as poisonous as they are, continue to be sold even to this day. And if you remember years and years ago, the fallacies and lies that they used to say in the media about cigarettes, oh, they'll help your skin, they'll help you keep strong hair, they'll help you make your teeth white. Meanwhile, the tobacco companies, as we've seen, had plenty and plenty of evidence that people were dying of cancer and lung disorders, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, and so, you know why? Many celebrities lost their lives with lung cancer. And unfortunately, that's when in 1964 they had to put that Surgeon General warning about
exactly
the cigarette.
They had to.
Okay.
And if you think
so
about,
what's the problem?
Here's the problem. The problem is, too many people start trying out cigarettes, and then we always see the games that the tobacco industry and those kinds of companies play. The first thing that they do is, how do we get people hooked onto these things, either at a younger age or whatever is the case? We can't get adults because they're a little more discerning now. And there was a small amount of time where cigarette smoking started to diminish a little bit. It started especially in the New York State area when they started to rise the price of cigarettes. I believe they went up to $2 a pack to like $10, $15 a pack. And you started.
Yeah, that was under Mayor Bloomberg. Mayor Bloomberg changed it.
You started to see a small decline in cigarette smoking because it cost too damn much. But that's not going to stop anybody that has a real nicotine fix to get their cigarettes. And these e-cigarettes are marketed to, quote-unquote, be safer than cigarettes, when we all know that that isn't the case because they've only been around about 10 years. There's not enough research. There hasn't been enough research to see the long-term effects. And what we're starting to see now is the research is starting to come to fruition, because now you're starting to see the effects of those 10 years of kids trying this stuff. And then there's different flavors, bubble gum and cotton candy and chocolate and fruit and all the other stuff. And it's appealing to the kids. And this is how they hook people on this stuff.
Yeah.
Why do you know all these flavors, huh? Sean Black. They try to tell
well, if you hear about it on the news every day, you kind of know about it.
Well, okay, but that's, I think that's my major thing. You hear all this news about it. Like I said, we have an opium crisis of people popping drugs left and right. And our government doing little or nothing at all. And as always, even to this day, sound like a broken record in PSA announcements. But Michigan still doesn't have clean water. Even Newark still have a water crisis. But nobody doing anything about it. But once again, 8 Caucasian people lost their lives to vaping. The world gone mad.
But also, remember, like I just stated before, the other reason why you're hearing about it now is because there is no regulation on e-cigarettes, meaning the government cannot regulate who sells what and tax anybody off of it. That's the reason why it's become such a heinous thing. Could you imagine if this was going on during the 70s when they had regulations in play of cigarette taxes, or they put an e-cigarette tax or a tax on cartridges for whatever this oil that they use in the e-cigarettes, and the government was making money off of it? Could you imagine the amount of money that would be going into the coffers? And then you would see more and more commercials. You would see more and more advertising, and you wouldn't hear as much about it like this as everybody wants to ban it. I would rather see people ban cigarettes in general, because have gotten sick. We know it's not going to happen.
No, because the tobacco money, the tobacco companies, the money that they're making.
Exactly. The tobacco lobby is in everybody's pocket. And then you have a lot of politicians that are trying to – they know – that these lobbies, like we hear with the NRA and the gun lobby, and then you got the tobacco lobby, and then you also have all of the other lobbies that go ahead and preach X amount, well, you give me this and I'll give you that, and then they'll exchange money and do all business with each other and help each other out. This is the reason why these things continue to happen, and it's not going to change if the government is getting money from all of this stuff, and e-cigarettes is not, they're not getting that kind of money. Think about it. The weed that came out, the laws that are showing locally how weed is now being legalized, you know why that's happening? Because the government is starting to get subsidies off of the sales of this stuff. That's the reason why it's changing. You don't hear about it. If they can't get their hands on any pieces of that, that's where you get all of the issues from.
And vaping has become so bad and so popular among high school kids, especially, that they have some bathrooms that have security guards in there because all the kids run to the bathroom to vape. Isn't that sad? They cannot go to the bathroom, handle your business. You need a guard there to make sure there's no vaping going on.
Yeah. Remember, it used to be they would run to the bathroom to use their cell phones because they knew they couldn't use the cell phones in the class. So they would run in the bathroom and get on their phones. And now it's about vaping. You know, it's ridiculous. You know.
Is there anything you'd like to add on before we move on?
No. I'm vaping right now. I'm so sorry, guys. I was caught off guard.
You understand. Okay, so I'm like, talk about school and everything. You were outraged by a school story or school shooting or school something. I don't know. I'm going back to sleep. Go ahead.
I understand. Basically, there was a story that I wanted to bring up last week. We weren't able to do the show, so I held off on it until we were able to do it today. There was a fashion show that was done roughly about a week ago, and I think the name of the company, their name was Beastroy, and the outrage that they had was they did a runway fashion show where they were showing off hoodies. Now, the reason why the hoodies were so much of a problem is because they all had the names of high schools that were in school shootings. Columbine, Parkland, Florida, Sandy Hook. They're all being modeled on this runway and even fashioned with bullet holes in them. There was no message behind any of this stuff.
There's nothing going on. That's torture.
And this is what the idea is now. I personally, as I told Hot Rod, I said, I don't think that this person who was in charge of this company was actually going to sell this stuff. But what I think they were trying to do is, like we're doing now, give attention to this company. And the sad part, I vacillated back and forth of whether I was going to actually talk about the name of the company or not. But the only reason why I brought it up is so that in case somebody looks it up and wants to know what the heck is going on, they can now read up on the story, and then they can definitely be as outraged as I was when I first saw the story. But what do you guys think about this absolute senseless stupidity?
I actually saw the story on Channel 2 with Gail Kane mm-hmm. in the morning. And mm-hmm. her response was the same thing as yours, Sean Black. She didn't even want to name the company to give any light to them. But what she could have said, was that the company said and expressed that the reason why they brought this out there was to kind of pay homage to it and to the parents. And now one of the parents of a victim, I'm not remembering if it was from like one of the recent shootings or it could have been the past shootings, already said that they're dealing with individuals are dealing with this day by day. They don't need a reminder on a T-shirt. That was one of the parents of a victim's response, that they thought it was very, like, distasteful and stuff, which it actually, to me, it is. I was around when Columbine happened. I don't need to keep being reminded of that. We see the same scenario playing out in the news, but it needs to also bring light on the other end to what people who are marketing in retail are really thinking about, because this is not the first time we've seen this. We've seen this last time with the blackface, with Gucci, and this, that, and the other. Why do you need to bring it to a T-shirt as constant reminder, as if these people aren't wearing this stuff on their sleeves every day, minus clothes?
Well,
you get my point?
But who do you blame more? The people who buy this type of stuff or the people that's marketing for us to buy it?
Neither one, but people would be buying it regardless. That's what I'm saying. You still might wear a shirt with a musician that passed away, right? Like a Miles mm-hmm. Davis shirt or something. You know what I mean? So you can't really blame it. It's kind of, I don't know how to weigh this out, but it's really based on people. I feel like when they deal with stuff like that, they forget about the pain of the victims that still survive, and they forget about the pain of the family.
Well,
so it's all forgotten.
To Sean Black, yes, I understand it could be tasteless, but to some people, I do believe it's like a tribute. You know? It could be a positive message. You could take this as either way.
Either way, it could be taken as.
I firmly do not believe in any way possible how this can be construed as anything other than a cash grab or an attention getter towards the company that makes this stuff. And the reason why I say that is because we know the sensitivity that's been going on in general, as far as what people perceive as a lack of any progress being made towards helping getting any of this stuff taken care of. We've been talking about the NRA ad nauseum for years on this show. We've been talking about school shootings ad nauseum for years on this show. So nothing happens. I sincerely doubt that somebody doing a fashion show where people are styling different hoodies with bullet holes in them with the name of the schools on the front is anything but insensitive. And there's no way that anybody can tell me any different in that aspect, because when you do these kinds of things, like you just stated, you have to think about the victims involved. When you have other people that I'm not even going to name their names that said that some of these school shootings were a hoax, that these were being perpetrated by actors. When you have those kinds of things floating around, and then you have other people in other news outlets basically making fun of some of the victims and calling them all kinds of names and everything,
there's something definitely wrong
Whose
with the culture
involved.
Whose
background is that? I couldn't hear, Sean. What was the last thing you said, Sean?
What I'm saying is that if we've seen so many of these things going on, and we have to find out now with the insensitivity of certain people going in and looking at how they're handling this. We know the inaction that has been going on in the government as far as shootings go. Why would anybody think otherwise, unless it was some sort of a cash grab, or if nothing else, just to bring attention to that particular company, because they might make other things outside of that. But because of this controversy, it's going to get them attention. And as I've said before, a very prominent wrestling promoter used to say, controversy creates cash. And that's one of the things that a lot of people worry about.
Controversy also gives awareness, too. So it's like, I feel like that fashion show possibly could have been awareness, raising awareness for the NRA to finally take action. Who knows? We don't know. We don't even know what they're doing with this cash that they're making from, you know, the profits. All of that wasn't said yet. I just feel like I think it's a lot more to the story and a lot more, you know, needs to be known about this story. A lot more needs to be known about this company and so forth, if it's really a company or is this a one-time thing that they were doing, like Sean Black said, for this cash grab.
You know,
go ahead, Two Dogs.
What I gotta say is that this was done in some very poor taste. There was nothing. I don't know if the person was trying to be funny or try to make a light of a situation, but this was just poor taste. It's a slap in the face to the family.
Wow. Okay. So for the first time, we have K Dog and Sean on one side, and Lady T and Harvey on another side. Please do not let this happen again. Do not.
Oh man.
Well, this is the price you pay when you stay sober, Hot Rod.
No,
that's right, man.
Before I move on, I agree with Lady T. It's like me creating a Trayvon Martin hoodie with bullet holes in it, and have all the proceeds from that going towards his past or going towards education. We don't know the whole story. It's for some people's tasteless, to some people's education, to some people's fashion. But the bottom line is, someone going to buy it. And like I told Sean Black last week, I believe they did it to create controversy. I think they put their name on the market and people know who they are. And it works because we're talking about it right now.
Exactly.
So bottom line, it works. But let's move on quickly to Sean's boy, Antonio Brown, the writers and
fall. Oh, boy.
Antonio Brown, he's a, how can I say this? An ex-football player, a wide receiver. He used to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers, then the Oakland Raiders, and Tampa for a little bit, for one game, on Lady T's team, the New England Patriots.
Boom.
He was having a time. He was having the time of his life. Then he threw his antics, lost his job, got another job, and lost his job again. So bottom line is, what is the latest on San Antonio drama, Sean Black?
Well, Mr. Antonio Brown is now officially off of a team. And let's just give you an idea of just how idiotic this guy is. In the span of less than a month, he has cost himself almost $40 million. He had $30 million in guarantees with Oakland. He basically played his way out of Oakland so he can go to a team he wanted to go to, which was the Steelers. With all of
the Patriots.
To go to the Patriots, I should say. And he basically was having, like they say, the sword of Damocles hanging over him. There was this rape allegation that was hanging over his head that he did not tell the Patriots. In their minds, it didn't happen on our watch, so keep that away from us. We're just going to concentrate on him playing. Until
that is so alleged,
when
you do know that, right? That you didn't tell them. I think they knew, but go ahead. Sorry.
Like I said, allegedly.
No, allegedly. Yes. She's absolutely right. You are absolutely
right. Allegedly. Let me correct that. Allegedly did not tell them. Because we all know if you're going to be spending money on a head case, you got to do your due diligence in knowing that. Either that or you're a complete idiot. But I digress. You go ahead and you let this guy play with the team. Now, Had he made it to today, the 23rd of September, he would have gotten his guaranteed, I believe, $9 million signing bonus with the Patriots. But he didn't make it that far because on the Patriots' watch, there was a text message that was sent to three other friends of his basically trying to dig up dirt on the most recent allegation that he had. For those who don't know, the allegation was that he had somebody who painted a mural in his room sexually assaulted her at some point within the last couple of years. And the text message thread that was sent to two of his other friends was to dig dirt on her, even to the extent of putting a picture of her and her kids in the text message thread and basically saying she looks broke, you know, she must be hard up for money, check her out, I think she's a groupie, et cetera, et cetera. So the Patriots got wind of this. Push comes to shove. We fast forward, then make a long story short, he got cut. So now he's gone on, and he just went on this rambling text thread on Twitter. He dumped on on Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots. He dumped on his former quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger. He dumped on Shannon Sharp, who works for Fox. He's dumped
Sean Black. Isn't Robert Kraft the guy that also had that spa allegation? And the spa with his happy endings and things. So, it's kind of like Antonio Brown's alleged situation. So Kraft is kind of like Antonio Brown, too. Okay,
but,
just making sure.
But, okay.
Yeah.
Hold on. Well, the reason why I brought this story up, like I called Sean Black last week because a couple of my female coworkers asked me when the news broke out, so what do you think about Antonio Brown? And me being a hot rod, I said, I don't know. I don't think he did it because I questioned the timing of the alleged rape. I just don't know. Of course, the ladies attacked me. How can you say that? You know that you raped him? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know the guy. I was not there. It happened a long time ago. I just questioned the timing, how he got signed one day, and 2 days later, the sexual assault came out. Like, was it in a waiting? I'm like, there's always more to the story that we all know. Like I told Sean Black, I believe something happened between him and the trainer. I won't be surprised if they had a relationship and went sour, because sometimes that's normally the case. But as to rape, you know, I know with the Me Too movement and with the Women March and all this other stuff,
we
have to keep aware.
The Me Too movement all the time, though. Awareness was always there before the Me Too movement.
No, I say
Hollywood turned this into
the
biggest movement ever when women have been fighting for this forever.
True. But I think the Me Too movement brought more awareness of everything that was going on.
No,
you know, like
Me Too movement.
I think the Me Too movement brought, like, you know what? That's why New England Patriots knew about this. They would have let it slide. Let's be honest. Like, this happened like 10 years ago. Now people don't want to take chances. So you go by text messages. They're like, oh, what? This is what they say? You know what? We don't care about the investigators. Antonio Brown, you're gone. I guarantee you 10 years ago, he will still be on the team no matter what. But we have Brother B in the house. What do you like to say about
good.
That?
What up? Greetings and salutations.
After Brother B, I'm going to go to the next caller.
Yo, listen. I don't have time to really talk about ignorant Negroes. If you put yourself in a position to get your ass kicked, then maybe you deserve the foot in your ass. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, once again, I really don't care too much about this dude. My attitude is still F the NFL. But I do have to say this. You know, there's been a lot of he raped me and then all of a sudden, okay, I lied type stuff going on, which is really attacking the credibility of when they scream that. Or women say it, because the question mark comes up, because how many dudes have been wrongly accused of something, and all of us, you know, it's just sad that we even have to look at that side of it. So I don't know whether he did it or he didn't. I don't know if it was a relationship that went wrong or whatever. But the whole thing is, from what I've read, she knew he was a nut job. She knew something was wrong, but yet she kept dealing with him for years. So either A, they went involved together and something went down that she didn't like, or B, she just said, you know, I had enough, and, you know, I'm going to get you. And
all right, true. I mean, after the signing up to, like, a $9 million bonus, maybe she had, like, you know what, that's it. How can he move on and get more money while I'm sitting back being a victim here? That could be one way to see it, but I just don't believe it 100%.
How do you know she's a victim? How do you know she's not a part of somebody's plan to be like, yo, shut them down? You know what I'm saying?
And that's what we call investigation. Let the investigation go, and we see the results. If we ever get the true results, we may never know the true story of what's going on.
No, we're not. We're not.
Man, it's just crazy
but,
the way you,
hold on.
Everything came out once
to
this.
Hold on. I have to give it to Lady T. Lady T?
Yeah.
I want to just ask you guys a question. Are we forgetting that didn't he call someone a cracker and so forth just recently before all of this happened?
Yes,
and
something
from my other second team.
A rumor
allegedly.
Said.
Okay, give me a break with that.
This was apparently when he played his way out of Oakland. He got into an argument with the general manager, Mike Mayock. And they went into – he basically was arguing over not showing up for practice, and then he got fined. He came and confronted him about that. And then he kicked the ball and punted. He said, are you going to fine me for that too? And then that's when they started into an argument, and then he basically allegedly called him a cracker, and then he wanted to put his hands on him. He almost threw punches at him. So
yeah.
That's where
alleged.
The story comes
from. Allegedly with all that. For many years, this guy's had problems with the Steelers coach. What is it, Mike Tomlin, whatever his name is. So he's been a problem in the NFL forever and forever and forever. We don't know who this female is, his trainer, that he allegedly raped. I would like people to stop thinking that all rape victims are supposed to come out within 24 hours. Some are scared. Their person is still out there, whatever the case is. There are laws that are passed that a person has by 7 years to file this and all of that.
Oh,
I'm tired of people blaming this.
Remember, in New York
City. No, let her finish.
I wanted to hear what Sean had to say real quick with that. In New York State, they just changed up a law that actually stretches out the statute of limitations to, I believe, 10 to 20 years now. So there's a lot longer time to be able to come up with that.
Okay.
And people keep on blaming the Me Too movement on that is what I was going to say when people have been fighting for this way before the Me Too movement. I'm tired of this glamorized Me Too movement that
it's
people keep
Hollywood.
Saying, oh, that's why this person wants to talk now and this person wants to talk. Maybe people are finally getting the courage to talk and speak their piece. But nobody listens to rape victims, which I think is the most disgusting thing. They do not want to hear what they have to say. And depending on the person's status, like Antonio Brown, he could say, oh, I used to mess with her, or it was consensual, and it'll be okay because of the position of power that he has. But I'm sorry to say, Antonio Brown, I feel like the Patriots, they don't want to have their franchise under all of these sex allegations, where isn't it their general manager that's already under the sex allegations right now with his far treatment that he was getting? So to have another thing pertaining to sex, this would destroy this franchise. We need his black ass out of here like a Mike Vick ASAP.
Okay.
That's what they did.
All right, so let me go to the new caller right now, 111. You there?
This ain't a new caller. This ain't no new caller. Y'all know who this is. Big Red in the house.
Hey. What up?
The show's over, guys. The show's over.
Man.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Go ahead, Big Red. What do you want to say about Antonio Brown?
Okay, I don't know much about. I'm not a football person. I just was hearing, the allegations of, him having that, the rape allegations. And once again, as usual, it's always, we glorify the person. We always glorifying the person instead of, the person, the girl is the victim. Now, we don't know, once again, none of us know what happened. Nobody was there but those two people, and that's it. But, you know, of course it's going to be a big thing because, as Lady T said, he's on a, big-name football team. You know, they don't want certain things, especially because he's black. Of course they don't want that coming towards them, because if it was another player, it probably wouldn't even be as big as it is.
Like, for Ben Rock, Big Ben, the Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback.
Yeah, remember when he had his rape ballot, with a younger female. Remember that?
Right. I don't really follow too much of it with football, but it's just that you hear certain things here and there. But once again, it's always, when it comes to our people, it's always something. It's always, they got to blow it out of proportion. It's always something. Like, it's like enough is enough sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Let the investigation go. Let them do what they have to do. So this way we can find out the truth. But you know what? You're never going to find out the truth because, like I said, everybody's going to go, one way or the other.
It's all about public opinion. Listen, you can murder somebody and get a pass before you sexually assault somebody. You allegedly sexually assault somebody, you're automatically like, you're done for life. Mm-hmm. Like, you will always be that. And the thing is, you didn't even have to do it. And see, this is my problem. When people scream this, they don't know the damage that they do. Because once again, how many people have been found, how many men have been found not guilty? I'm not dumping on the women and I'm not dumping on the victim. But the whole thing is this. It's all about the interpretation and it's all about the wording. Because once there's that alleged, it's a wrap for you. Like, you're done. Mm-hmm. There's no coming back from it. You'll always be looked at as that. People get emotionally charged when it comes down to sexual assault and to rape and this, that, and the third. And I get
Why do you think that?
I have a daughter. I have a daughter, so I get it. But in the same breath, like, once again, we cannot dismiss the cases where there are women out there that are lying. And they make the ones that are really going through it bad. So, all right, so you want to extend some type of law for 20 years for them to come out. Listen, you know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I think that's stupid. Because why would you sit back and wait? Whether you're waiting for the perfect time to just come out and say, oh, he did this to me, or she did this to me. I'm like, it's stupid.
Hold on one second.
So, Brother B, you think there should be a limit time of that of student maker claim? After 3 years, 4 years, 5 years? You think 20 years too long?
It does take time to heal, right? First of all, listen. Like I said, I have sisters, I have a daughter, and I encourage my daughter, when some shit happens, you better talk. Don't wait. Because, once again, people are going to attack your credibility after a while. So, wait a minute. Why did you wait so long?
Totally,
you know,
disagree with you.
I know you will. Because, once again, this right here is a touchy subject for you. And I get it, and it's all
good.
No, it's not a touchy subject for me. We're not looking at it logically. We're not looking at it logically. We're looking at it from a female standpoint or a victim standpoint, but you're not looking at it from the other person that's being victimized that may or may not have done it.
Why so if the person is dealing with emotions? When you're dealing with emotions sometimes in a regular day life, that's why I say take the emotions out of it for a second. You cannot think straight. These people are dealing with emotions. They're dealing with fear. They're dealing with their rapists out there. They're dealing with the trauma and things like that. This could be the same thing that's said with kids when they get molested. People say, well, why didn't you tell your parents that when you was younger? No, because they have the strength now to come out when they was 13. I have a friend just the other day, she's my freaking age, and she was talking to her mother and telling her mother who she was molested by, which was her grandfather. What kind of crap is this? So what did her mother do? All her mother could do is just give her a hug. You understand what I'm saying?
But what's different about that? No, it's not the same thing because it's a family member. And of course, the same way you said all she can do was give her a hug, why you think it took her so long? Because she knew that they were going to give no validity to what she was saying.
I don't think her mother believed her. I'm just telling you that right now.
Why you think the time limit?
That's my point that I was coming up to, the time limit, like what you just said.
Now, you said she just told her mother about that? You said she just
told her
mother?
She just
told
her, yes. She's the same age as me. Yep.
The mother didn't.
The mother couldn't do nothing. She looked like she felt, number one, guilt, number one, or didn't believe her. That's what the girl said.
I think that is part of the reason why in New York State that law was stretched out. Because of those same kinds of intangibles that people don't inherently think about. It's not necessarily about the person that's being accused. You also have to understand, one, the stress, the psychological damage, the shame involved, the blame that goes into it. And as we pointed out earlier in the first part of our show, people go through PTSD and certain other things where they may actually feel like they don't need to live anymore because of that. And because of the fact that, okay, this happened when you were five. You have 7 years or 5 years to say something. And because of the things that happen where you don't feel you have enough power or enough say-so to get that to a police officer or get a rape kit or et cetera is the case, you're 12 years old now. You feel just confident enough to say, you know what, I feel comfortable enough to say that such and such happened. Oh, by the way, you waited too long. Why didn't you say something earlier? Which victimizes the victim potentially even more so.
Yeah, but to Brother B's point, I agree. We need to talk to these people now, talk especially the kids. Get it to the head now. God forbid if something do happen, then take action right away instead of doing it later. Because credibility is a big thing now.
Listen, nowadays, ladies and gentlemen. They know.
Go ahead.
The family, someone in the family knows. They just don't want to say anything. Like, you know, if you want to go deep down that rabbit hole, we can go there. And no one can sit here and say someone doesn't know. Someone usually knows. And someone usually issues that threat. Don't say anything. Or somebody does say something and somebody says, you don't know what you're talking about, little boy or little girl. So you have to keep your mouth shut. And this is why they do it.
Let me throw a scenario at you.
Wait a minute.
I have to give it to K-Dog quickly. K-Dog, go.
Well, Lady Teach said something earlier, and I'm sure I heard what she said, and I agree 100%. Unfortunately, when it comes to these rape cases, the victim is usually the one to blame. That's the sad part about it. People want to blame the victim. Why did it take you so long to say this? Oh, maybe the person, and of course, when it comes to family members who are molesting, they're all, it's your fault. You probably provoked the person. You probably did this. And we've seen it with even when strangers, they're quick to blame the victim. Like, oh, are you sure this wasn't consensual? Because they'll try to dirty the victim. Like, oh, well, you probably provoked the person. These kind of things do happen. And it's really sad. It's only a question. Why did it take so long? It's not blame. It's a question. And like I said, 9 times out of 10, somebody in that family or somebody around knows who that person is that's doing what they're doing. They just don't want to feel the guilt, so they throw it on somebody else.
Then, Brother B, what about the situation when it's not somebody that's related or is a family? What if it's something that has been at random? You can't apply that same thinking because that's somebody that they don't know. It's the same kind of thing. It could be a stranger that did the same deal, and then you still have that same statute of limitations to worry about, and you can't use that same application of the potential family member because this could have been a stranger.
So what makes you stronger 5, 10 to 20 years from now than what makes you stronger today?
Potential knowledge.
Alcohol, guilt.
You
remove the guilt. Exactly. Well, you remove the guilt. That's just like in relationships.
Yes.
People are able to heal because they finally realize, you know what? That person was a messed up person. It wasn't all me.
But I'm not going to lie to you guys. Dealing with you guys is nothing but guilt, because you guys are very stressful to deal with. But on that note,
we can smack you through the phone. I can't stand you.
What's going on tomorrow night at 8:30 right here on Blog Talk Radio with the Minion?
Big Red Show.
Free
Sex
Society.
Free Sex Society.
Big Red Show.
All right, let me pop my Viagra pill tonight. Okay.
Listen, we're gonna ask two questions. Two questions. One is, should a man chase a woman, and what's the big thing? Like, what is it with gender neutrality?
Okay.
Whoa.
I'm still thinking about the Viagra thing. Lady T, we need to talk after that, okay? Have a good night, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Thank you so much.
Hey,
thank you.
It totally was all her.
Yeah.
Later.
Oh, man.